VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Democrats in the U.S. House of Representatives launched a wide-ranging investigation Monday of President Trump's 2016 campaign, his businesses, his transition to power, and whether, as president, he has obstructed justice to try to stop investigations of him. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
The panel has sent document requests to 81 people touching all parts of the president's life, from sons Don Jr. and Eric to former advisors Steve Bannon and Sean Spicer. It makes some specific requests, like asking Michael Cohen for any audio or video recordings of his talks with the president. Committee Chair Jerry Nadler says the investigation will look into obstruction of justice, corruption, and abuse of power, but the document requests a way to start building the public record. One official familiar with the probe says most responses are due in 2 weeks, and the committee expects some people may eventually face subpoenas if they do not cooperate. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Venezuela's opposition leader and the U.S.-recognized interim president Juan Guaido returned safely to Caracas on Monday, despite concerns he'd be arrested for violating a travel ban imposed by the government of President Nicolas Maduro. Guaido has offered limited amnesty for military forces that defect. There's been no immediate comment from Maduro's government about Guaido's return, although on Monday, the White House National Security Advisor John Bolton said on Twitter, "The world is watching." After 5 years of imprisonment, the prominent Egyptian photojournalist Mahmoud Abu Zayed, known by many as Chacon, was released and returned to his family Monday. He said he would continue his work as a journalist despite the harsh conditions placed on his release. This is VOA News. Hundreds of Islamic State fighters and family members fled the northeastern Syrian village of Baghouz on Monday, taking advantage of a pause in ferocious fighting with the U.S.-backed forces that have surrounded the last patch of the terror group's self-declared caliphate. AP correspondent Zaria Shackley reports.
A spokesman for the Kurdish-led Syrian Democratic Forces tweeted that the battle to retake Baghouz was going to be over soon, despite the slowdown. Later, an SDF official said some 500 people, including fighters, have surrendered and evacuated the village of Baghouz and its surrounding areas. Dozens of men, women, and children climbed hills on foot and were later seen getting into small trucks. I'm Zaria Shackley.
A coalition official told VOA on Monday that the SDF was working diligently to get any remaining civilians out of harm's way, but admitted the number of civilians still hiding with IS fighters or being held against their will is not known. Anti-government protesters in Algeria were not placated by longtime President Abdelaziz Bouteflika's promise to serve a truncated term if reelected in April. Demonstrations, largely led by Algeria's youth, included a boycott of university classes in the capital city of Algiers on Monday. Authorities in the southern American state of Alabama are searching for survivors after powerful tornadoes swept through the state on Sunday, killing at least 23 people. AP correspondent Rita Foley reports.
The tornado that terrorized the tiny community of Beauregard may have had winds of 160 miles per hour or more as it traveled right down a county road, killing residents and knocking down homes and trees. Liz Hickman huddled in her home with her grandchildren.
I just told them, I said, y'all just hold on tight. And I said, we're here. And we was just holding on each other real tight.
She told the Today Show when she peeked outside, her neighbor's home was gone. Lee County Sheriff Jay Jones.
The damage is significant. I would put it in the category of catastrophic.
The county coroner's office was overwhelmed and called in help from the state. I'm Rita Foley.
Officials with the lottery in the southeastern American state of South Carolina said the winner of a $1.5 billion jackpot has stepped forward to claim the prize. The person claiming the prize, the largest lottery payout to a single winner in U.S. history, wants to remain anonymous. The winner opted to receive the cash option, which is a one-time payment of almost $878 million. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.